This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Earlier this year, you did a story on the Northwest Arkansas Women's Shelter.
I did. I have known about the organization for a while, but I hadn't really done any formal interviews with them, and I had the opportunity to do that. And I think one of the things that was so interesting to me was the broad area that they served. You know, it was bigger than just, you know, Fayetteville Rogers. Mm-hmm. But I do know that not everyone is as lucky to have a shelter nearby.
Right. And I'm sure I actually spoke with one person from the Northwest Arkansas Women's Shelter just this week. And they do see a few people from Carroll County, because Carroll County does not have a women's shelter currently. It's one of a few in Arkansas that does not have a place for victims of domestic violence to go. A ministry in Eureka Springs has launched fundraising efforts to try to start such a shelter. Rocky Whiteley is pastor and founder of Wildflowers Chapel, Thrift Store, and Food Pantry.
Wildflowers was founded by the Holy Spirit after Isaiah 58, to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, shelter the homeless, visit the sick in hospitals, and visit the prisoners in jail. And we do all those things.
Each and every Friday, Rocky, along with volunteers, feeds around 400 people with donated foods. And it's nearly 19 years they have missed just one Friday due to an ice storm. Wildflowers also does what it can to house the homeless by renting hotel rooms when funds allow. An effort to open an abused women's shelter in Carroll County is evidence of that charitable mission. Rocky recalls a failed effort in the 1990s to open such an organization.
Maggie Duran, a wonderful Catholic lady over in Berryville, was trying to get a Martha Mary House, safe house for abused women, started. And my wife had gone over and was helping her, trying to help her with that ministry. We started raising money. I got some friends of mine, and they were able to locate an old abandoned church over in Berryville, and we started the Martha Mary House. And then Maggie and her group, you know, took it over. It kind of fell on hard times, I guess, after a while. I don't know what happened, but it closed after a couple of years. And so it's always been in my wife's heart that we've got to get a shelter for abused women.
Robin Arnold is the domestic violence and sexual assault investigator for the prosecuting attorney's office in Berryville. She says that the effort most likely didn't last due to lack of funding, as it takes a lot of money to both start and sustain a domestic violence shelter.
You're talking about, you know, food, product, supply, if you're going to have any type of doctor or physician help, nursing help, a law enforcement officer to maintain control over that building. And over, you know, over anything that happens in that building, I believe cost. It's the cost. It's a rural county. We are a rural county here. We have law enforcement. However, I think a facility would have to maintain its own law enforcement person. So probably financial.
Just because there isn't an organization in Carroll County doesn't mean there isn't a need. Each quarter, Arnold sees between 40 and 70 cases of domestic violence. She says when someone is arrested on a domestic violence charge, they are incarcerated for 48 hours before going before a judge for a probable cause hearing. 48 hours that are very precious to the victim. It's a time when many decisions are and should be made, as far as where to go, what to do with children, a job, transportation, even a phone. Women's shelters not only provide protection from an abuser, but also provide help with all of those things. And they have the ability to connect a victim with resources.
We have nothing here like that. So that person, in the first 48 hours, they've got to decide whether to file a protective order, how to file a protective order, who can help them, if they're going to stay in the home, if they're going to leave the home, if they're going to get their get their things from the home. And now all the while, sometimes they're in a state of shock because they've been injured. Sometimes they have to go to the hospital, and that takes several hours to do. Child care, you know, is an issue. Getting to another domestic violence shelter, but once again, there's no way for them to get there. If they don't have a car, if they're injured, they have children, they have to take them out of school. So there's a big hub right there. They have no choices.
Though there are shelters in neighboring Benton and Boone counties and northward in Missouri, it is not an ideal situation. As Arnold mentioned, children have to go to school. And if a victim lacks transportation, getting a child to school would be impossible. Even getting to the shelter would be difficult. The Northwest Arkansas Women's Shelter in Rogers says it has seen just 10 women from Carroll County this year, out of over 500 people it's helped. But they attribute that to the smaller population of the county rather than a need, and they do take people in from anywhere. Arnold says she has had only one instance where she was unable to find a bed for someone, and after many phone calls, was able to find a family member.
So it's easier, unfortunately, for the victim to say, you know what, I'm just going to stay. Maybe this won't happen again. And that's what makes me, that's what, it saddens me that they have no choices. Victims have no choices here. The protective order is the only option for them. And like most of the victims say, it's just a piece of paper. When it's not. I mean, it's more than that. You know, the courts set down rules, the state of Arkansas sets down rules, and they are to be abided by. In my opinion, they need to be taken more seriously, but I'm not an attorney. I just see the results of.
Rocky Whiteley with Wildflowers Chapel recognizes the necessity and sees that victims have nowhere to go. So that's why he's leading the attempt to raise $440,000 to secure the property to house these victims.
Located the property. We've got the property. It's got two beautiful, nice solid homes on it. One's 3,800 square feet. The other is 1,200 square feet. And they're in a remote area. They're hard to get to. And they're close enough where we can work that area. And our board of directors, which our small group and our small board of directors has taken on the job of, we'll oversee it once we raise the money.
He sees that it is more than just a roof and a bed and already has counselors on board to volunteer their services. The owners of the property, Whiteley and his wife, have also committed to giving at least $50,000 after paying off the mortgage to pay for operating expenses for that first year.
And we just hope to get them where they can be in a loving environment where that people really care and that we can take care of them in that regard and then help them get back on their feet so they become good, back as members of society and realize that, I mean, it's not easy. There's a lot of things that have to be done.
Though just $20,000 has been raised thus far, Whiteley has faith in the board of directors and in God that the funds will come. To make a donation, call 479-253-5108 or mail a check to Wildflowers Ministries Abused Shelter Fund at 6789 Highway 62 West, Eureka Springs, Arkansas, 72632.